The processors powering the AI revolution are now generating so much heat that data centers are facing a thermal wall. By 2026, global data center power consumption is projected to skyrocket, with a significant portion of that energy spent not on computing, but simply on cooling. How long can that be sustained? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that drives manufacturing, trade, and industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're moving past the headlines about AI models and consumer gadgets to look at the foundational materials that make them possible. We're seeing an intense, almost hidden, arms race in material science. Troy, we're talking about the adhesives, compounds, and films that are becoming the real bottlenecks and opportunities in everything from semiconductors to electric vehicles.
That's exactly right, Susie. The performance limits of our most advanced technologies are no longer just about the silicon. They're about the materials holding the silicon together, keeping it cool, and making it reliable. This week, we're tracking three key fronts: the materials battle inside AI chips, the chemical innovations driving the EV revolution, and the push for sustainability that's redesigning products from the inside out.
Okay, Troy, let's start with that AI hardware battle. We hear constantly about chips from NVIDIA, Intel, and AMD, but what's the physical challenge they're all facing? It sounds like it's getting crowded in there.
It's incredibly crowded. The core technology is chiplet integration, often using fan-out wafer-level packaging, or FOWLP. Instead of one giant monolithic chip, you're connecting multiple smaller specialized dies into a single powerful package. But this creates immense physical stress.
So you have all these tiny components made of different materials, heating and cooling at different rates. I imagine things start to bend and warp.
Precisely. It's called warpage, and it's a primary cause of manufacturing defects. It's driven by a mismatch in the coefficient of thermal expansion, or CTE. This is where the material science comes in. We saw two critical developments this week. First, a new low CTE epoxy molding compound was announced, specifically to encapsulate large AI semiconductors and reduce that warpage. Second, and related, Henkel unveiled a high-performance underfill material.
Underfill? What is that filling and why does it matter?
Underfill is a polymer that flows into the microscopic gaps between the chiplets and the substrate they're mounted on. This new material from Henkel has extremely low viscosity to fill those tiny gaps without leaving voids, and it cures quickly, which speeds up production. Critically, it helps manage the thermal stress, and a similar new material for FOWLP showed a 20% reduction in stress in simulations.
So how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For U.S. and European semiconductor companies, the designers like NVIDIA and the manufacturers like Intel, these materials are a direct enabler for their next-generation roadmaps. For European industrial and automotive firms that rely on these chips, it means the high-performance computing they need for their own products will continue to advance. It's a foundational supply chain dependency.
And for trading companies and distributors?
They need to understand this is a highly specialized market. You can't just source any epoxy. We're talking about materials from chemical giants like Henkel, a German company, that are qualified for specific, cutting-edge manufacturing processes. These materials are as strategic as the silicon itself.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives this week?
Audit your semiconductor supply chain beyond the chipmaker. Understand who supplies the critical packaging materials like underfills and molding compounds. A disruption there can halt your production just as surely as a chip shortage. It's time to map your Tier 3 and Tier 4 suppliers in this space.
Let's shift gears to another area where materials are everything: electric vehicles. It feels like every week we're talking about better batteries, but your focus is on the materials around the cells.
Yes, because battery safety and range are now material science problems. Two major announcements highlight this. First, Dow launched a new silicone-free thermal gap filler for EV battery packs.
A gap filler? That sounds simple, but I suspect it's not.
Not at all. Its job is to efficiently transfer heat from the battery cells to the cooling system. If you fail to do this, you risk thermal runaway, a catastrophic chain reaction. What's key about Dow's product is that it's silicone-free. Silicone can release volatile organic compounds, a process called outgassing, which can contaminate sensitive electronics and sensors inside the vehicle. This is a huge deal for reliability.
And what's the second big development?
It's from BASF in Germany. They've launched a tough and structural adhesive for multi-material lightweighting. Modern EVs use a mix of aluminum, high-strength steel, and carbon fiber-reinforced plastics, or CFRP. You can't weld aluminum to carbon fiber. This adhesive bonds them, and according to BASF, it improves energy absorption in crash tests by 15 to 20% compared to conventional joining.
So this affects US and European automakers directly?
It's a core competitive issue. Companies like GM, Ford, Volkswagen, and Stellantis are in a global race. Access to superior gap fillers from Dow improves their safety case. Using advanced adhesives from BASF or Henkel, which also announced a major capacity expansion, allows them to build lighter, safer, and longer-range vehicles. It changes the design and assembly process.
What should trading companies and distributors know about this market?
These are not off-the-shelf products. They are high-volume, performance-critical materials that go through years of automotive qualification. Partnerships with the chemical majors are paramount. The capacity expansion from Henkel is a clear signal. Demand for these structural adhesives is surging, and securing supply will be critical for the next 5 years.
What's the takeaway for executives in the auto sector?
Your material science and chemical engineering teams need a seat at the table from day one of vehicle design. The choice of adhesive or gap filler is no longer a final assembly detail. It's a fundamental decision that impacts vehicle architecture, safety, and performance.
Troy, all these advanced materials are great for performance, but what happens at the end of a product's life? We have a growing mountain of e-waste, and it seems impossible to get anything valuable out of it.
That's been the central problem. The very adhesives that make our electronics strong and durable also make them nearly impossible to disassemble for recycling. But that's starting to change. Researchers at Germany's Fraunhofer Institute just announced a major advance in debondable adhesives.
Debondable? So glue that lets go?
Exactly. It maintains a strong bond during normal use, but when exposed to a specific trigger, like a certain temperature or chemical, it rapidly loses its adhesive strength. This allows components to be separated cleanly and without damage.
What does that enable?
It means you can efficiently recover high-value materials. Think about the gold, silver, and rare earths inside a smartphone. Right now, they're mostly lost because they're locked in with permanent epoxy. This technology could unlock that value. It's a massive step towards a circular economy.
And this isn't the only sustainability push. We also saw research on bio-based adhesives.
Correct. A new study showed adhesives derived from renewable resources like plants and microbes can now match or even exceed the performance of traditional petroleum-based ones. They reported peel strength improvements of 10 to 15% in some tests. This reduces reliance on fossil fuels and often uses less toxic chemistry.
How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers, especially in consumer electronics?
It's about future-proofing. European regulations around right to repair and broader ESG goals are making design for disassembly a business imperative. Companies like Apple or home appliance makers like Bosch and Whirlpool will face growing pressure to make their products recyclable. Using debondable adhesives is a direct answer to that.
And for the trading and distribution side?
A new market is emerging for circular materials. This is a chance to get ahead of the curve. Keep an eye on technologies coming out of research hubs like Fraunhofer. Sourcing and distributing debondable or high-performance bio-based adhesives will be a growth area as regulations tighten.
So the actionable insight is to start designing for the end of the product's life right now.
Yes. R&D leaders should be actively prototyping with these new debondable adhesives, and procurement teams should start qualifying suppliers of bio-based materials. Waiting for the regulations to hit means you'll already be 2 years behind your competition.
All right, Troy, it's been a dense week for foundational technology. Can you boil it all down for us? What are the three key takeaways for executives?
Certainly. First, the battle for AI dominance is now a material science game. The performance of the most advanced semiconductor packages is limited by things like underfills, molding compounds, and thermal gels. Your supply chain for these chemical materials is now as strategically important as your relationship with your chip foundry. Executives need to ensure supply chain visibility deep into these materials.
Second,
the electric vehicle transition is fundamentally a chemical engineering challenge. Vehicle safety, range, and manufacturing efficiency are being dictated by innovations in thermal gap fillers and structural adhesives. Automotive leaders must integrate materials expertise into the earliest stages of vehicle design, not treat it as a procurement afterthought.
And the final takeaway?
Sustainability is becoming a hard design requirement, not a soft marketing goal.
Technologies like debondable and biopaste adhesives are moving from the lab to the factory floor, driven by both regulation and consumer demand. Ignoring design for recycling in any electronic or durable good is a significant and growing business risk.
Excellent. Clear and actionable intelligence. Thanks, Troy.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Our goal is to cut through the noise and deliver the technical intelligence that impacts your strategy and your bottom line. Join us again next week for the latest insights.
Thank you.
To make sure you never miss an update, subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay informed.